Welcome back to the Pearl Reports, and we want to welcome back to the program college student insider Justin on the Pearl Reports. We call him Juddy. What's going on, young man?
How you doing, Charlotte?
Well, you're calling
ACC.
From... That's right. So you're calling from the University of Arkansas. You're going to make a case for the SEC, and that's right, you're calling into ACC country. So you know what? We gotta dig into it. We gotta dig into the tournament and what you think the SEC is going to do, because you're championing the SEC. So let's dig into it. Arkansas versus Illinois. Let's go.
Just to preface and start off and say, hey, I am from Charlotte now, so all respect to my ACC fans. You know, grew up loving Duke and North Carolina, if you can believe that. But if you want to start at Arkansas, Illinois, Arkansas this year has had its struggles. It has three projected first-round NBA draft picks in Anthony Black, Nick Smith Jr., and Ricky Council, also a North Carolina native. Listen, Arkansas is battle-tested, as I'll say once, and I'll say it again probably many times throughout the show. The SEC is one of the hardest conferences to play in. They're battle-tested. We see Bama twice a year. We see teams like Tennessee twice and Kentucky twice, who are all tournament teams. Razorbacks are an elite defensive team led by one of the best coaches in the nation, Eric Musselman. And we're seeking a third straight Elite Eight appearance. And I think if we hit a few more threes and we keep our tight defense, there's not a lot of teams that can run with us.
Let's go to Mississippi State. I can't. We can't, because guess what? The University of Pittsburgh already handled them. So let's transition into Tennessee. Rick Barnes. I call him too cool
Tennessee.
For school. It looks like he needs some golf clubs, right? It looks like he's waiting on his caddy to come and give him his golf clubs. So let's talk about too cool for school, Rick Barnes, and what's going on with Tennessee. Because so far, I think our audience will agree, you're 0-3. So we're trying to make a case for the SEC. So let's talk about Rick
fair
Barnes.
Enough.
All right, let's go.
Well, Tennessee has been one of the nation's most elite defenses all year. And we'll most likely have a juicy matchup, an ACC versus SEC Classic versus Duke in the second round.
That's right.
But Tennessee has some great wins under the belt this year, most notably Alabama, Texas, and even Kansas. But they finished their season losing 6 of their last 10. And earlier this month, versus Arkansas, they lost their star point guard, Zakai Ziegler, to an injury. This team has been great all year, chemistry-wise. They play together. Watching them play all year has been, you know, it's been beautiful in times whenever they're not playing Arkansas. And when they're playing us, it's sucked. But even with the loss to Zakai Ziegler, Tennessee is going to give Duke a run for their money in the second round. And I know Duke's coming in scorching hot. Defensively, they're a better team than Duke by far. And Duke is a great defensive team. Tennessee Duke's going to be a classic, and I can't wait for that matchup.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Now, let me give you my take on the 21-11 Wildcats, Coach John Calipari. You know, I just want to tell him that if I had him in front of me, I'd be like, you know, the 90s have passed you by, man. You can't bring the 90s into 2020s, right? He's a 90s coach. He still has that flavor. So much talent has come through his program. And there's an old saying that your generation has, fumbling the bag. Okay, John Calipari has fumbled the bag. So what's cooking with Kentucky? Because, look, I don't know. You're talking about the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, it is the best description of these guys. So,
yes.
How are you going to justify
been hot and cold
talk to me
all year? And that honestly starts with John Calipari. We started the season thinking, oh, he's done. He can't coach anymore. But you know what? He proved us wrong yet again. And he's turned on a switch. And Kentucky looks good, man. I mean, you can't act that he's brought this Kentucky team to four Final Fours in 2011, 12, 14, and 15. This Kentucky team is being played in your guys' backyard up in Greensboro, North Carolina. But Kentucky out this first game, and this is a popular upset a lot of people are talking about. People are either taking Kentucky all the way to the Final Four or they're having them lose right here. Kentucky out-rebounds every opponent they play, and they score proficiently in the paint with Oscar Tshiebwe and their guard Antonio Reeves. Those two players are their entire offense. Defensively, they've lacked all year. The reason why they will handle Providence so easily is because Providence had only won one game when they lost the rebound battle. And guess what Kentucky does? They rebound the ball. And Mr. John, he's turned it on. He has turned it on the past few months, and this game looks good.
Let me remind you that Kentucky last won it in 2012, and they represented the SEC. So listen here. Here's the problem. Great basketball to watch, no doubt, within the conference. It just doesn't translate. Lack of three-point shooting in the SEC as a whole. And then also, too, you got to understand, you guys – late in the year, entered the Big 12 Challenge, SEC versus the Big 12. The Big 12 handled you guys 7-3, seven victories for the Big 12, three wins for the SEC. So your only hope is Alabama. So, but they coming into the tournament, there's a lot going on with that team.
With some woes. Yep.
Yeah,
so you want to talk about the Big 12 challenge. I mean, Tennessee beats Texas. Mississippi State beats TCU. Missouri beats Iowa State. These are all big-time names in the tournament this year. And they're being taken down by, quite frankly, middle-of-the-pack teams in the SEC. I mean, most notably in the ACC-Big Ten matchup you guys had earlier this year. You guys beat Iowa, Northwestern, Michigan State. I mean,
yeah, but your only hope is between a team that lost by 30 points. Alabama is your best choice, right? And they lost by 30 points in that Big 12 challenge. So, yeah, we could go back and forth. But the proof is in the pudding because the tournament is underway. So let's talk about Alabama. And for the folks who don't know, Juddy, give us an idea of what happened because we've heard it in the news a little bit, and we don't want to go into detail. But give us the 50-foot overview. Something happened with Brandon Miller, and now he's walking around with armed security. What's cooking with that? Talk to us.
Well, yeah, the armed security is something that's just recently popped up, and that's because of, honestly, the way that the situation has been handled. The whole situation has left a bitter taste in a lot of people's mouths, and especially here in the SEC, it's been a little distasteful, some would think. As we all know, Brandon Miller is a projected lottery pick. He's been great all year. He leads this Bama team, and this Bama team has been great all year. But, you know, there's a situation, unfortunately, where a life was lost, and Brandon Miller may or may not have been involved in it. But the reason why there's a sour taste in people's mouths is because Brandon Miller has started going out in pregame lineup warmups, and as he gets his name called and the crowd's cheering, he's walking up, being introduced, his little dance he does is a pat-down celebration, saying, hey, I'm clean. And at the end of the day, you know, this was a tragedy. I mean, someone lost their life, right?
That's right.
And so that has been seen a little distasteful to most. And you know, just recently, last night, a fourth Alabama player was said to be involved. And these off-court woes hasn't seemed to affect them much on the court. South Carolina did take them to an overtime game the following week after the situation happened. But other than that, they have looked, I mean, just as good as the rest of the season. So this could either be a binder for this team. It could either be a distraction. At the end of the day, they're the best team in college basketball. And to say all that is that their path is not guaranteed, that's for sure. They're coming out of a super tough South bracket. You have Baylor. You have a Creighton team who has been great all year. A lot of people's dark horse sleeper team to make it deep. You have a San Diego State team who I personally love, a team led by all juniors and seniors, top 10 defense nationally. They're just a tough team. Got an Arizona team coming out. I mean, Virginia, but, you know, they've been all right.
what these guys are
making. Quick hot take here, Furman's beating down Virginia. But
Yeah. You're going to tell us that in the ACC country. You talk about Tony Bennett. They won the national championship in 2019. I'm not going to let you forget that, because here's the deal.
And got booted quick last year.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The ACC, since 2012, since the last time you guys won it, because we can't count Louisville, we won it three times. The SEC hadn't won it in 10 years. Okay? So if you're filling out your brackets, you got a 30% chance of winning just by picking an ACC team. I'm just saying.
Well, hey, this isn't the NBA now. I mean, these players are only here for a max 4 years. So anything past 2018, I'm not even thinking about. This is a whole new season, whole new teams. Completely whole new teams everywhere, and to be quite frank, the ACC has been weak this year. I'm going to take my time right here to harp on the ACC real quick. Out of the top 50 net-ranked teams in the nation, 8 of them are from the SEC. 5 of them are from the ACC. And that's including North Carolina, who didn't even make the turn this year after being a preseason number one. Then you can say, hey, 50 teams. That's a little too broad for me. All right, I'll narrow it down. Top 25 teams in net ranking, SEC, 5 teams, ACC, 1. We can even go down to strength of schedule, which and personally, the Big 12, I mean, they've been great all year. It's no question about it. They are the best conference in college basketball for this season. Kansas has the number one strength of schedule. Texas, 3. Baylor, 4. Iowa State, 5. West Virginia, 6. We can take it down to the SEC. Bama's at 2, Tennessee's at 9, Arkansas at 17, Auburn 21, Kentucky 23. Then we're going to scroll down the page a few pages until we get to, what number is that, 38? That's where Duke sits at. And then you got North Carolina at 40, Virginia at 48, Miami at 56. The strength of schedule, I mean, it's the proof's in the pudding. There's just not enough teams that you guys have played in your conference. You had 5 teams under 500, SEC had 3. Big Ten had 2. The Big 12 had 1. We can talk about Miami. We can talk about Virginia. We can talk about Duke. We can talk about Pitt. But you're only 3 top 50 ranked teams are Miami with 5 conference losses. Virginia with 5 as well. Duke with 6. Pitt, the 67th net ranked team in the nation, only has 6 conference losses. Then we can switch over to the SEC. Tennessee, the 4th best ranked team according to CBS net ranking. They have 7 conference losses. Arkansas, 21st best ranked team, 10 losses. Auburn, 8, all top 30 ranked teams. You know why that they have more losses and they're still ranked better? It's because the conference is better. Proof is in the pudding. And not to mention, just to add on, the SEC teams play 2 less in-conference games than Duke, Virginia, Miami.
In the words of Birdman on the Breakfast Club interview, are y'all finished or y'all through? Are you finished or are you through? Because what I'm hearing is that your University of Arkansas education, all I'm hearing is a bunch of statistics. You know, I'm not hearing the facts. We already talked about what Pittsburgh did to Mississippi State. So you know what Coach Capel is getting ready to do against Xavier and Iowa State. They're going to get past those teams. And then Miami, 25-7. Let me tell you, they're going to get past Drake. They're going to face Indiana, and then they're going to have some tough matchups after that because they're going to have to see Houston. I'm going to give you the last thought, but I'm going to hit you with something. And here's my estimate and my guesstimate on how the SEC can win it all this year. Keep in mind, you guys hadn't won it in 10 years or so. You want to hear how you guys can win it? Let me give it to you. You ready for it? You probably need to go down to South Carolina and talk to Coach Dawn Staley from the women's team and get her to take over one of your programs. I'm just saying, that's one of the ways. Number two, you need to go back to 2003, since you're into stats and the computers and all that. I don't know if you guys have created or this generation has created a time portal, but you go back to 2003 when LeBron James graduated high school. Transport him to today. That's all you got. And then the third way is the late great John Wooden You got to send somebody up to heaven, talk to him, and come down with some inside knowledge. Those are the only three ways that the SEC is going to win the NCAA championship this year. Juddy, our college insider, you get the last thought. You get the last thought. Take us on out of here.
Well, hey, today's only Thursday. I know a lot of you guys will be listening to this on Saturday. So we'll know what you guys will know what happens. That's we right. don't. I'm projecting a clean sweep from the SEC in the first round with Miami losing to a hot Drake, experienced Drake. Drake takes down Miami. I got Furman. They're dancing for the first time in 43 years. And they rely heavy on the three-point. They're going to take out Virginia. Then you go down to Duke, they'll beat Oral Roberts pretty easily. Tennessee will play them. Goodbye. Kentucky will roll through, beat Kansas State, beat Marquette. There will be two, maybe three teams from the SEC in the Final Four. And then maybe we can come back and recap about this a little later.
Our college insider, Justin, we call him Juddy on the Pearl Reports. Good job, young man. A lot of stats and facts, but you can't replace heart. So we'll see. Good luck at school, young man. Talk to you.
I appreciate it. Living right in doing me. Females love J-U-D-D. Spending money like it's free. Through the darkest past I see. Too much bread. Too much bread. Can't fit in my jeans. They say I'm cute. I got good jeans.
Catch the Pearl Reports live each Saturday morning at our new time slot, 7:30 a.m. on your AM 730 dial and 97.5 FM.
Telecommunications, technology, and marketing is the lifeblood of any business. That's why at Ambassador Business Solutions, we bring over 50 years of experience to each partnership. Whether you operate a small business office or a large enterprise with multiple offices, we deliver a high level of expertise and industry knowledge to each client we work with. Ambassador Business Solutions, representing your options in telecommunications, IT, and media. Visit ambassador-business.com to receive a quote for services today.